Taver 14, Day 15. Six tracks from your favorite genre. Okay, I guess my favorite genre then would be rock stroke pop. I have obviously rock and I have pop and all kinds of other things, soul, blues, jazz, classical. And although many may think that classical is my favourite genre, it is on equal par with the genre I call rock pop, and that can be anything from heavy rock, which I don't really have a lot of, to pop that is on the heavy side of pop. So in other words, we're going from normal rock all the way down to heavy pop. Does that make sense? So rock pop. And that encompasses probably most of the music that I play when I'm not playing classical. And so we have everything within that that group. So the six tracks I'm going to play are ones from artists that have been with me for, well, way back, since I first started listening to music, real music, as a teenager, I guess, you know. So we've got the Kinks and the Stones, the Who, things like that. So rather than interrupt the stream, as it were, to go along, and to be honest, when this question came up, and I already probably knew that I was going into the rock pop genre, I thought, but what the heck am I going to pick from all the tracks I've got in there? So what I looked at was plays. In other words, how many times have I played certain tracks? And you know what surprised me about that, and this is by way of a diversion, is that a heck of a stuff I've got in there. It's music that I absolutely love. I've either loaded it in and not played it on the Mac yet, or I've only played it once or twice, which is a bit strange. Anyway, so coming up for your delectation, if you like. First off, the Yardbirds, For Your Love. Brilliant group, need to say anything more about them, except for those that are much, much younger than me and may not know who the Yardbirds are. Then we have Who, and rather than play one of their, you know, their well-known, famous rock songs, tracks, I'm playing an instrumental, an instrumental track from one of their albums, and it's called Eminence Front. And it's just because it shows more their technical skills, as it were, playing music rather than singing and covering a lot of the music. So, and most people probably have never heard of this track, I'm guessing. Next is a guy that I have loved from way back, and I used to play all the time in my Jag. And since I sold the Jag, I've never played it. Santana, Carlos Santana. I love his stuff. This again is an instrumental from his album. It's a double album. And the reason I'm playing an instrumental is because it's just, a lot of people have heard his mainstream stuff, and it's just to let people hear something that's just a wee bit different. And again, the skills of this man on guitar, and of course his instrumental backing group, etc., is wonderful. And then come along the Kinks, and I was really tempted to play some of the airy fairy ones that the Kinks came out with, you know, Well Respected Man, and those lovely lyrical songs we used to get years ago. We don't get any more. So I'm going to play their heavy side, if you like, and it's You Really Got Me, which was one of the biggest hits that came out early. I think it was the first Kinks record I ever bought. I may be wrong, but I think it was, and I'm sure it was on an EP. There you go. And I don't have any EPs now. Next up is the Rolling Stones, and I can only play one. Well, I could play a lot more. I'm going to play the record that really got me In fact, that's actually one of the lines in this, I think. The last time. I couldn't play anything else but the last time, because this was actually the first time that the Stones really grabbed me and pulled me in and dragged me away from playing Beatles stuff. Sorry, Sarah, I had to say it. I do like the Beatles, but I love the Stones. There you go. We shall agree to differ, Sarah. You probably know a damn sight more about the Beatles than I know about the Stones. Anyway, and the last one, because it's the longest, and because this is probably about the most played rock pop record, strictly speaking, it's, yeah, more rock. Most played record in that genre on my Mac computer, and that's Lynyrd Skynyrd and their big track Free. I actually have about 6 different versions of that on my Mac, including a demo version, which I could have played, now that I think about it, in the rare finds, but it doesn't matter. So I actually have a demo version of that, and it does sound entirely different. So, but this is the mainstream version. It lasts for 9 minutes and 5 seconds, so I'm playing that last. So if you get to the Lynyrd Skynyrd and you've got a wee bit bored by the time you've listened to the first 5 tracks, then okay, just fade it out or switch it off. But technically, it doesn't actually get into Top Gear till just over 4 minutes in. So if you'll be missing the best part. I'm thinking of Simon SM2N, who did an audio video the other day about people cutting out the good bits. So if you really want to hear the really good bit and you don't want to listen to 9 minutes and 5 seconds of Lynyrd Skynyrd, skip through till you're about 4 minutes in, then hit play and listen to the best part of it. My choice 6 for day 15 of October 14, tracks from my favourite genre.
I can't sleep at night. Yeah, you really got me now. You got me so I don't know what I'm doing now. Oh yeah, you really got me now. You got me so I can't sleep at night. You really got me. You really got me. You really got me. Side.